After we bring the Word of God, we will have virtual Holy Communion. And so if you have bread in your house, if you have a beverage that represents the blood of Jesus Christ, please join us together even during that time. Amen. And I'll talk about this later, but we're so glad that on next Sunday, we will celebrate 16 years as a ministry. Amen. Amen. We don't have balloons. We don't have a fanfare, but thank be to God that He has been with us. And we thank God for you for being with us all of these years. To God be the glory. Well, it's time for the Word of God. If you have your Bibles today, turn in Psalm 34, 18 and 19. That's Psalm 34, 18 and 19. And when you have found it, wherever you are today, just say, amen, I've got it. Amen. Wipe the sleep from your eyes today. It's time for the Word of God. Amen. And the Word of God reads as follows. Psalm 34, 18, 19. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Broken Pieces. Broken Pieces. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty back together again. Pastor, what are you talking about today? It is a famous and familiar nursing rhyme, but when you think about it, we all can relate to a Humpty Dumpty experience. Amen? You may find yourself this morning on the wall or about to fall off the wall, but don't you know that God is faithful? A couple of years ago, an author by the name of Dan Satat wrote a follow-up book to Humpty Dumpty. It's a picture book, and he called it After the Fall. Humpty Dumpty After the Fall. Amen? He takes this fictional character, Fate, and lets us know and reminds us that we can get back up again. And I agree today that we can get up again from our brokenness. I believe that we can reset. I believe that there's opportunity to reboot in the name of Jesus, to rise up out of our broken pieces, from our broken lives. Life may have left you shattered. Life may have left you scattered. Amen? You've been glued up. You've been taped up. You've been stapled up. But blessed be to God, we can make it if we keep our hands in the hands of the Lord. You know, broken pieces may equate to what's called the broken heart. And medically, there is something called the broken heart syndrome, a very serious heart disease that makes it harder for the heart to pump. It's brought on by a number of emotional and physical challenges. But today, from a faith perspective, we can be certain that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Amen? And that He saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 34 is what draws us this morning. It gets our attention. We hear from the biblical writer David, and he is writing from a cave. We know Paul often wrote from a prison. But David is in a cave. Why? He is on the run. You remember the story of David going down, taking on the Philistine giant named Goliath, takes him out with some smooth stones. He makes the headline news. But now we find this same David. He is hiding in a cave. You know, sometimes even in our highest moments, there's always a flip side to victory. Let me just say that again. Sometimes at your highest place, on your mountaintop, Know that there will come a time, not maybe, that you may find yourself in the valley. It's good to store up while you're at the high place because you never know where you will end up. But what really caught my attention about David, even during his cave experience, he gave God some praise. He says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. No matter where you find yourself right now in life, keep a praise on your lips. I know hills have been hard to climb and there's been struggle on every end, but don't you let anybody or anything mute your praise. Oh, I'm getting excited about that. Folk may not know what you're going through, but you still got to praise. Amen. This is David's testimony. He knew that God would answer prayer, especially in the midst of broken pieces. Let me just ask you, has it ever happened to you? Have you ever been between a rock and a hard place, down and out, and the Lord came along and just breathed on your situation, gave you new hope? I can tell you, he's done it for me, and I know he has done it for you as well. I believe this morning that God is a God who performs a diagnosis, and he issues a prognosis, and he is a God of deliverance for his children. Psalm 34:18 is where we are this morning. It says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. In other words, he is near to the brokenhearted. He's within reach to the brokenhearted. He is familiar with what the brokenhearted is going through. There is no distance between God and the brokenhearted. There is no space between God and the brokenhearted. He is a God who performs a diagnosis. He is the God who gives us an examination. Been to the doctor lately? They ask you how you're doing, and they'll do all kind of procedures to make sure you're okay. Can you breathe? Hold your breath 1 minute. Amen. They take your weight too. To God be the glory. But when you go there, know that you're being diagnosed, and God is a God because he made you from the dust of the earth. He's able to examine you and to know the signs and the symptoms of a broken heart. David writes later on in Psalm 147:3, he says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Can't you see that in your mind's eye? I mean, it's not first aid, it's God aid. Amen. Do you believe that God can do what? That he can take care of your broken pieces and take care of your broken heart, that he can put you back together again? I believe it. Some of you who are watching today know what it means to come out of the wilderness. You know what it means to have a new start in life. You know what it means to go from a broken heart to have God to give you joy unspeakable. Amen. Blessed be the God. And so Jesus even addresses this. Luke 4:18. He's beginning his ministry. He declares this from the Old Testament text. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me, here it is again, to heal the brokenhearted. This lets me know that brokenheartedness didn't just start with your situation, but brokenheartedness has been around for a long time. Blessed be the God. He is the one who can diagnose it. But not just that. He's also making a prognosis. It says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. God is a God who saves. He is in the life-saving business. He puts out a lifeline to those who have been crushed in spirit. When I thought about that, now, crushed is a strong word. What does it mean to be crushed in spirit? Amen. It means that you have come to a place that you find yourself in the valley of despair. You've been down so long that getting up is not on your mind, your circumstances have put you in a corner, but blessed be the God that he also deals with those who have been crushed in spirit. I raised the question to myself, is it possible to be heartbroken and crushed? Yeah, you could have both, but blessed be the God, he is there. He's able to do what? To treat our condition. Blessed be the God. He has a prescription for your condition, that whatever you are going through in life, wherever you are hurting, don't you know that God is aware of it? God will see about you. God can be the God who stands right in the gap for you. Psalm 68 and 20, David writes, our God is a God who saves. I remember the songs of old back in the Springfield Baptist Church choir and maybe beyond. Songs say God specializes. Amen. Don't you know God specializes? You spend thousands of dollars to go to a specialist for a particular condition, but God is the specialist. Amen. He will take care of all of your need. And Jesus puts it out there as he's about sharing the good news of his Father, Matthew 11, 28 and 30. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We're talking about the promises of God. Amen. That he will take all of that, this piece over here and that piece over there and this piece over here, and he brings it all together to the glory of God. It gets me to this place to let you know and to remind you and to inform you, to tap you on the shoulder, to let you know that God is a God who will deliver you. Amen. Even as you are getting up from your broken places, be reminded that God will deliver you. And that's Psalm 34 and 19. It says, the righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. Now, the Bible describes righteous as a person who is just, or someone who is right, who holds to God and he puts their trust in God. Amen. Blessed be the God today. Those who have been crushed and have their hope diminished, God comes along and he delivers them. Troubles will come. Let me just pause there for a second. You know, sometimes the world gets the impression that because you are a believer that you have no troubles, that you just happy-go-lucky. But the Bible says, in the world you shall have tribulation, but to be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. But the righteous will have many troubles. But troubles in your life will not be there always, because what? The Lord will come along and snatch us from our troubles. He will rescue us from our many troubles. Aren't you glad today? I love what David says in Psalm 30 and 5. Says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I'm feeling good about that today, because sometimes there's this misconception that you can't have no trouble, that you can't have a hard time. Well, God is right there. That's the good news today, is he will deliver you. Let me just pause for a moment. Has he ever delivered you from something? Has he ever brought you out of something? Has he ever given you a detour when you knew you were going to a bad place in life? God will do it. I stopped by to tell you that even though you may have been brokenhearted, even though you may be living a life of broken pieces, I stopped by with my clipboard to tell you that you have been discharged. Amen. Blessed be the God. Pack your bags. Get out of here. It is God's appointed time to take you from that experience to a new experience to the glory of God. Don't you know that Jesus knows all about our struggles? He will guide us till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Jesus who was broken. Jesus who was beaten. Jesus who died on an old rugged cross. And he did it just for us. And as he was there dying, his mother was there at the scene, heartbroken. but blessed be the God, victory was on the way. Don't run the credits yet. This is not the end of the story. Jesus was buried, but he got up on the third day morning with all power in his hands. He changed humanity, and can I get personal? He changed my heart as well. I can say to you now that what a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. Am I by myself today, or has he come into your heart? Have you opened the door and allowed him in? Blessed be the God today. It says, floods of joy, oh my soul, like sea billows roll since. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since he came. What happened in your life since Jesus came in? What happened? Are you still lying and you're still cheating even though you let him in? Are you still backbiting? Are you still scandalizing names? Are you still sending nasty grams? Or have things changed since Jesus came into your life? He put you back together and you went back to your old ways. But thank be to God today that since Jesus, and check this out, I have enough sense, S-E-N-S-E, to know that the Lord has changed my life and he is not done yet. Amen. Oh, I'm glad he put me back together again. He has supplied all of my needs according to his riches in glory. And my takeaway is this: whatever I need, God's got it. If you need an answer, God's got it. If you need a blessing, God's got it. If you need deliverance, God has got it. If you desire everlasting life, God's got it. If you need faith, God's got it. If you need healing, God's got it. If you need joy, God's got it. If you need knowledge, God's got it. If you need peace, God's got it. If you need rest, God's got it. If you need salvation, God's got it. If you need trust, God's got it. If you need understanding, don't you know today that God has everything that you need? So don't walk around with your life shattered in broken pieces, because God has made a way for you out of no way that you are now whole. Amen. I'm glad about that today, that yes, my life past tense may have been broken. My heart may have been at a low place, but blessed be the God today. I feel like preaching. Amen. I thank the Lord today that I feel new. You looked at my hands and they look new. Looked at my feet and they did too. And ever since that wonderful day, can I tell you that my soul has been satisfied? I'm satisfied with Jesus. Broken pieces. Pieces everywhere that you've got to walk gingerly over your own circumstances, because there is collateral damage. But God comes to the scene of your life. He takes his heavenly brush and brings all the pieces together and he breathes on them. That is the word of God today. It is already blessed. I thank God today for what he continues to do. He's that kind of God. No matter what your circumstance, that you may have come to this broadcast with a piece over here and a piece over there, but know today that God, he has a heart for the brokenhearted. And he will save those whose spirits have been crushed. Ah, Father, we thank you today. Because without you, we never would have made it, not even to this place. So we come even now to thank you. Thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for rebuilding us and renovating us and making us new today. It is our prayer even now, if there is one listening to this broadcast or watching this broadcast who have never given their life to you, I want to let them know today that you are a heart fixer and you're a mind regulator. But they've got to be the ones to open you and say, listen, I'm over here and there, but I want you to come in to my heart today. The Bible says that thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. The Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Save someone today. My God, we need you in our lives. There's so much happening around our cities and towns and our countries. We need you. We are a broken humanity. We ask even now, dear God, that you might save. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, blessed be the God today. I thank him today. I feel better, so much better since I've laid my burdens down. We have come to a place, if you have a holy communion, it's holy because God makes it holy, amen. You might be able to get a slice of bread and find yourself some juice or whatever other beverage you might have, because the Bible talks about this representing his blood and representing his body. Let's pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and we pray today that as we partake of these elements, Father, we ask even now that we might be reminded of the price that you paid there at Calvary. Your body was broken for us, and your blood was shed for us. So we pray even now, dear God, as your word can go through homes and through video lines, that someone there might think about what you have done. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The Bible says on that night that Jesus was betrayed, that he took bread and he blessed it and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Take, eat ye all of it. Amen. He took the cup and gave thanks and said, this is my blood, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. To drink ye all of it. Amen. The Bible says after that he went out, took a towel, began to wash his disciples' feet. And they had a problem with it, Peter in particular. But he was showing them what it means to be a servant. So I pray today that as we go forth from this place, that you might be reminded of just how good God is. Amen. Again, we want to thank you for tuning in. And want to thank you to know that you serve a marvelous God. Amen. Yes, you do. A God who will stand right by you. We thank you that you have continued to be a blessing to this ministry by way of your giving, but most of all by way of your prayers. And so you can go even now to our website, cometoharvest.org, and you can find information about our building fund and so many other goodies. And we have one of the top websites anywhere. Blessed be the God today. But go there and find the information that you will need. And I want to reiterate that on next Sunday, almost to the day, marks 16 years when we walked into this experience. Amen. And we bless the Lord today. And how many of folks know that God is? God is the one who will keep you. God is the one who will deliver you. And I thank God for so many people who came alongside this ministry. Most of all, my family.